We stand in front of what was the main entrance itself during the 13th and 15th centuries. Bohus is, at this time, a castle in a square with a tower on each corner. To increase the difficulties of getting into Bohus, there is a wind bridge that can be hoisted up and down. Over the years, walls and fortifications were built around the fortress to increase protection. And at the end, you would have to go through 8 gates along the paved driveway to get to here, to what was originally the outer gate. So what happened to the brothers? In 1312, Duke Eric was married to Norwegian king's daughter, Ingeborg, who was now 11 years old. Duke Eric has secured a position where the Norwegian crown eventually will fall into his hands. 4 years later, Eric and Ingeborg's son Magnus is born and becomes King Håkon's closest heir. During Christmas 1317, Birger invites his brothers to Nyköping's house for a party. The years have passed and the brothers believe that Birger has now come to his senses. At night, the Norwegian King Magnus's men, along with Birger's allies, rush into the bedroom and handcuff the two brothers. Now it is once again King Birger who rules Sweden. Birger now lets his brothers starve and freeze to death in the dungeon at Nyköpinga House. The joy, however, is short-lived for King Birger. Dukes Eric and Valdemar's supporters from all over the country gather against him. After long, hard battles, King Birger is finally forced to leave Sweden.